This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. It is 6:39 p.m. Our next story is also election-focused. This one, we're going up north to Langkawi, where Dr. M has announced his candidacy. That is where he's going to stand in GE14.
Yep, that's right. So the Malay Mail carrying an article talking about how he made the special announcement in a small open field in Padang Mat Sirat, and how you're talking about how back in the day, you know, it's a far cry from his days in UMNO. It would usually be greeted with pomp and pageantry. They also talked about the turnout and what that means for Pakatan Harapan. Essentially, he arrived, they say, to light applause from an audience of approximately 800 people, calling it a lukewarm response. But so far, I think accounts vary depending on
conflicting
who's telling the story. Some say hundreds, some say thousands. It's sort of like the Bursay phenomenon, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, crowd estimation, people just absolutely cannot count.
Everything from 10,000 to 100,000, yeah. Most likely somewhere in between, right?
Super debatable.
Yes.
But of course, numbers aside, I think we have no idea if those who turned up were actually supporters or just curious onlookers. Right,
and you have that a lot. You have, I think, even for rallies, not just in Malaysia, but even overseas. We've seen it in Singapore, where the opposition garnered massive turnout, which didn't kind of reflect in the polls, right?
Yeah.
There are a lot of kepochis lah, who want to see what the other side are saying.
No, for sure.
And whether that translates into votes, into them actually changing their minds or positions, I guess that's the battle.
It absolutely is. And we say kepochis, but I think it's important to be a kepochi.
Very.
At this point. So you have different points of view. And Langkawi is interesting to watch, isn't it? Or was going to be interesting to watch, albeit a tad strange. I mean, it's been a BN stronghold since the 1970s.
It has.
Delivering one federal seat. In GE13, there were 31,000 valid votes. Main fight between Nawawi Ahmad of BN and Ahmad Abdullah of PKR. Nawawi took almost 60% of the vote, Ahmad just 30%. And the tide, I think, has never really been close to turning over to the opposition.
No.
And the big question is whether or not the Tun M factor is going to change that.
Correct. And also, I guess Langkawi is an interesting place because Tun Dr. Mahathir was often credited with the development of Langkawi.
Long-time legacy.
Yes, in making it this tourist destination. I mean, it was pretty much a pet project for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who took Lima there, and it's still being held in Langkawi, the International Maritime
Festival.
I was going to say festival,
yeah,
but it's not really a festival,
yeah.
Display, right?
Yeah. I mean, he has decades-long presence, I guess, on the island, and that's nothing to be scoffed at. Even, I believe, the island continued to transform even after he left government. You know, so I think analysts are kind of divided. Not everybody thinks it's going to be an easy win, a sure win, but it's a pretty good bet with such a legacy. I mean, if you think about it, sort of campaigning began in the 80s.
Exactly. Also, you know, it looks like nothing's been announced yet, and at least we know it'll be, at least be a three-way fight, because PAS has announced that they're going to put up a young candidate to take on Dr. Mahathir. There's been a very, very funny war of words that's been going on between Dr. M and Hadi. Hadi is saying, "Ha, you're old, just retire lah." And you're not, and Dr. M's been like, "Why don't you go teach agama? You're not very good at politics." And it's a really funny back and forth. The banter is great.
Yeah.
We don't know who the BN candidate is going to be, and we don't know if there are any independents that are going to jump into the fray.
I'm sure, but I mean, great three-cornered fights are expected, I think.
I think, yeah, it's going to be messy three-cornered fights. After this, we're going to talk to Bridget Welsh. She is, of course, from John Cabot University, and she's going to give us her insight. She's been following Tun Dr. M's career academically for many, many years, and so she'll have some fascinating stuff to say about this. In the meantime, David Bowie with The Man Who Sold the World on BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you. This is the evening edition. It's 6:48 p.m. and we're talking about Dr. Mahathir's candidacy in Langkawi. You can call us on 03-7710-9000 to share your thoughts. We've got Victor on the line. Victor, hello again.
Hi, good evening, Caroline and Uma.
Good evening, Victor. So what are your thoughts?
I think BN can be very confident that they are going to win simply because I think the Bomo King predicted that the opposition is going to win. And normally what he predicted, the reality is going to be the reverse.
Oh, that's a good point. That's
the
good.
Bomo King...
depends on how many coconuts were involved.
And that's true, but Victor, the Bomo King has announced that he's going to stand in elections against Dr. Zahid Hamidi.
Yeah, I know. So actually, I say all this at the risk of Tener Baca Baca. So if I lost my voice and no longer call BFM, you know what happened to me.
We know what happened, La Victor.
But I will miss you. While you're still on the line, let me tell you, I will certainly miss you.
Thank you very much for your call, Victor. we really shouldn't make any political predictions based on Raja Bomola. I think that's one safe thing that we shouldn't do.
Do you not think he's accurate, worthy contender?
After this, we're going to be talking to Bridget Welch about Dr. Mahathir's candidacy. Keep it here on The Evening Edition. That's right. Very quickly, we're back. Caroline and Uma with you. Joining us on the show now, we have Bridget Welch, Professor of Political Science at John Cabot University. Bridget, thanks again for joining us on the show. Was this an expected move, Mahathir's candidacy in Langkawi? And do you think this is Tun M's and Pakatan Harapan's best bet?
I think it's very clear that Mahathir would lead in Malay areas, and obviously being from Kedah, Langkawi was a very important seat for him there. He has deep roots, and it is a competitive seat, won, of course, by the BN in the past. And so I think that it indicates that Mahathir and Pakatan are willing to put its leaders in seats that that they're fighting for. And I think that that's very important. Obviously, there are safer seats that Mahathir could have had, but probably not as much in Kedah. And I think his choice to go back to his roots, it was definitely his own.
Right. And given his long-standing history in Langkawi, what do you think ground sentiment is like just to have him back?
Well, I think obviously there is going to be the nostalgia element and the recognition that Mahathir helped to build and develop the state. But at the same juncture, he hasn't been based there for 15 years. And as a consequence, the demographics of Langkawi have shifted. And we can see this from the electoral roll itself. So it is a tough seat. Make no bones about that. There are lots of new voters, younger voters. And so Mahathir will have to spend more time there than he might have had to do in other areas. And I think it would be a misnomer for the opposition to think that nostalgia is adequate. I understand that the BN has already been pouring lots of money into Langkawi. And so this is a test of the nature of the campaign, the use of resources versus the type of messaging that the opposition is focusing on, which is the mismanagement of those resources. Mm-hmm. So I think this contest is an extremely important one.
What are the current concerns of the Kedah people, and how has it changed from back when the time that Mahathir was still a PM?
Well, I think beyond demographics, which I think, you know, Kedah is a very young population, so it's looking for jobs, it's looking for development and opportunities. I think Mahathir would have a challenge to address the concerns of the younger people in the state and bring about development. His son, who was chief minister, put some of those issues on his campaign in 2013. And I think now that they're in the opposition, I think they will be very conscious of that, basically bringing Kedah into more levels of development. Mahathir, you know, his legacy in Kedah was to bring about social services, to bring a lot of the hardware for development to the state. But the challenges today are more about taking that to a different level, and to also bring about the software to improve education, improve capacity and opportunities for ordinary citizens. And I think these types of issues for the state are quite paramount. And many would see this as the team that the opposition is bringing rather than Mahathir himself.
Right. So what would be the, I guess, development concerns for people from Langkawi versus those on mainland Kedah? And are BN as well as Pakatan Harapan paying attention to those issues at the moment?
I think Langkawi differentiates from the island in that its main sector is tourism, while in Kedah itself we have high levels of agricultural development and we also have mining and other resources. I think all of the state is concerned with maintaining social services. This is one of the broader issues more generally, is that the BN has traditionally been credited with bringing about social services to rural areas, but now many of these have deteriorated. And so how to kind of maintain those at a higher level and to continue to kind of move up in the economy is a bigger challenge. I don't think the opposition's campaign are going to be as focused on these nitty-gritty issues as they are the broader national issues. And I think this is where one of the advantages that the BN traditionally has is that they have local campaigns with local roots, while the opposition tends to focus more broadly on national concerns. And of course, this is very much a campaign about Najib's leadership. I think it will be interesting to see whether or not Pakatan and Kedah, specifically led by Bersatu elements, which of course now are under a different label, but still Bersatu in terms of the orientation, will have a more targeted campaign that's focused on Kedah State. You know, it's important to recognize that Kedah, there's still high levels of poverty, there's high levels of inequality, limited job opportunities, and growth levels are minimal compared to other parts of the country. Many people in Kedah have moved out. And so these challenges are very substantive for people in that state.
So Barisan Nasional had won the Langkawi seat by a big majority in GE13. Wong Chin Huat, political analyst at Penang Institute, was quoted on Free Malaysia Today. He said that the current Langkawi contest is a litmus test for whether or not the fabled Malay tsunami would actually take place this election. Do you think that's probable?
Well, I think more broadly in GE14, you know, in 2013, my estimate that we're about half of the seats in parliament were competitive. This time round, it's more like 65%. And one of those seats now that's become competitive is the Langkawi. It wasn't before. And without Mahathir competing there, it wouldn't be competitive. Now, obviously, it is a Malay majority seat. And as a consequence, there will have to be changes within that community. But I think that when we look at voting behavior in Malaysia, there is a very strong tendency to focus specifically on ethnicity. I think what the real challenge of Langkawi seat is that you have many people who are dependent on state resources and state largesse for their benefits. And I think this is part of the challenge of the Langkawi seat, is how to change people who are traditionally part of the BN patronage machine to move away from that. And Mahathir and the opposition, and choosing to contest in these types of seats, they're recognizing the need to shift and change attitudes and movement. And I think, you know, for many people from Langkawi, Mahathir's choice to contest there puts Langkawi on the global map. This is something that's very will bring a lot of tension to the state, and I think that we'll have positive spillovers. But I expect that we will see the BN respond with greater amount of attention and resources, because it's very clear that the key person who would not like to have Mahathir in parliament is Najib Tun Razak.
Well, thank you very much for that, Bridget. That was Bridget Welsh, Professor of Political Science at John Cabot University, with her views on Mahathir contesting the Langkawi parliamentary seat in GE14. We've got more music coming your way. Here is I Can't Explain by The Who on BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.